A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's episode, we are going to be talking about tennis superstar Andy Murray. But before we do that, let's take a look at some vocabulary and expressions that I'll be using in today's episode. So first of all, we have a noun, quest, Q-U-E-S-T. And a quest is a long search for something, a quest. Next, we have an adjective, grumpy, G-R-U-M-P-Y. Grumpy means to be in a bad mood, moody, grumpy. Next, reckless. This is an adjective, but I'm actually going to be using the adverb, recklessly, which means very carelessly. So the adjective is reckless and the adverb is recklessly, which means the same as carelessly. Next, another adjective, exasperated. Exasperated means intensely irritated by something. Exasperated. Next, we have a tennis term, Grand Slam. A Grand Slam is a major tennis tournament, and there are four Grand Slams in total, and they are the French Open, Wimbledon, the US Open, and the Australian Open. Next, a phrasal verb, to miss out. If you miss out on something, then it means you don't experience something or possibly fail to take advantage of an opportunity, to miss out. Next, a turning point. Two words, turning point. And this is the point or the moment at which a situation changes. It's called a turning point. Next, feet, but not the feet at the bottom of your legs, F-E-A-T. A feat is an impressive achievement, a feat. Next, hip, H-I-P. This is part of your body. This is a bone which can be found on each side of human beings between the upper and the lower parts of the body. Hips. Next, to give in, a phrasal verb which means to admit defeat or failure. If you give in, you have admitted defeat. Next, we have an expression, it remains to be seen. And this means that we don't know the outcome or the results of something. We're waiting to see what happens. It remains to be seen. And finally, a verb, to champion. So you might know the noun, a champion, but there's also a verb, to champion something. And this means to show great support for something or someone, to champion. Okay, so listen out for those words in today's podcast. Today's podcast is all about one of Britain's finest sports people, Sir Andy Murray. He is one of our greatest Britons, not just because of his great success in tennis, but also because of his quest for equal rights for men and women. Murray is one of the most popular figures in sport, not just in Britain, but all around the world. But at the beginning of his career, he was seen as a grumpy Scot when an American journalist rather recklessly called Murray English. Murray quickly corrected him. Scottish, he responded, exasperated. And this led to a bit of a mixed relationship with the British public and media. Many saw him as boring and unlikable. For the first few years of his career, Despite some positive runs in Grand Slams, he lacked the popularity of Tim Henman, Britain's previous great hope of finally winning a men's major tournament after decades of missing out. Henman never managed it, but could Murray? The turning point for Murray and his relationship with the British public was in the summer of 2012. First came Wimbledon, where after losing to Roger Federer in the final, he revealed an emotional side that most of us had never seen before. Suddenly, people started to realise that he did in fact have a personality. He wasn't boring after all. Soon after that, he got revenge on Federer, beating him to win Olympic gold at the London Games. And then, in September, he won the US Open, the first British man in 76 years to win a major tournament. In the space of just a few months, Murray went from being a tennis player with no personality to a British hero. A year later, he was Wimbledon champion, and he repeated the feat in 2016, where he also won Olympic gold again and ended the year as world number one. In recent years, he has struggled with injury, in particular his hip. He required surgery in 2018 and again in 2019, and for many that would signal the end of his career. But Murray refuses to give in. While he's clearly not at the same level as he was a few years ago, he's still competing well. But it remains to be seen whether he can win more titles. And as I mentioned earlier, he's always championing women's tennis, correcting reporters when they make references to records in tennis but forget about women's achievements. He's one of the most respected players in the sport. Not just a great tennis player, but also a great person. And that was today's podcast, all about Sir Andy Murray. Hopefully you enjoyed listening to that and you heard and understood the vocabulary that I mentioned at the start. Remember, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, or if you're interested in taking some classes with me online, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.